Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah begins by telling us that there is another form of an employee eating, and that is Shomrei Peros, people who are guarding or hired to guard fruit that is already been harvested, but it is being guarded, let's say, in the field. Shomrei Peros, Ochlin Mehilchos Medina. They are able to eat from the fruit. From Hilchos Medina. Hilchos Medina means that it's from the minhag of the country, that is the minhag that allows them. It's not the Torah. It doesn't fit the Torah's criteria, because as we mentioned before, the Torah's criteria is that an employee can eat only while he's working with the fruit during the time of Gemar Malacha, during the time that it's being harvested. And here it's already been harvested, but he's able to eat it from Hilchos Medina, not from the Torah, Avalomina Torah, as the Mishnah says, not from the Torah's halacha, but rather from the minhag. Now, if the produce, however, he's guarding it while it's still attached to the ground, then he would not eat even Hilchos Medina. Now, the Mishnah completely changes gears here. I actually don't know why this did not be considered a new Mishnah. It really is a whole new subject. The Mishnah now switches to the identity of what are called the four shomrim, the four categories of guardians in halacha. Arba shomrin hein. There are four categories of guardians. Shomer chinam, somebody who is guarding something for free. Vahashoel, somebody who is borrowing an object. Nosei sachar, somebody who is being paid to watch something. V'hasocher, and somebody who's renting an item. So first the Mishnah tells us the laws of Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam, a guardian who is unpaid, nishba alakol. He swears, if something happens to an item, he's able to swear that he was not negligent, and then anything that happened to it, whether or not it's something that's an ones beyond the person's control, or even if it's just stolen or lost, which was somewhat within his control, as long as he was not truly negligent, he does not have to pay. He just takes the oath, and that's enough. Va'shoel, the other extreme is the borrower. The borrower is getting all the benefit without paying for anything. So mishalem es hakol, he pays for everything. That is to say, if it gets stolen or lost, he has to pay. And even if something happens beyond his control, if it's an ones, also he has to pay. So he's mishalem es hakol. He has to pay in all instances. There is an exception if it's a misa machas malacha, if it dies in the normal course of its activity. But we're not talking about that right now. Then the Mishnah says, v'nosei sachar v'hasocher, the middle category really is the paid watchman and the renter, that they are nishbayin, they take an oath to be pater, they don't have to pay, ala shvura, if the animal breaks the leg, etc., vala shvuya, or if it's captured, vala mesa, or if it dies, all of those are considered to be onsim, things that are beyond the person's control, and therefore, if he can swear that that's what happened, and it was not negligent, that he's pater, he doesn't have to pay. However, the nosi socher and the socher, they have to pay if the item was lost or stolen.